People I Almost Know, episode 39.
I think it's something that a lot of us deal with, and that's the idea of vulnerability, letting people inside the places that we don't want them to see.
You think you know people, but there's always something more to learn. I don't even know myself that well. And if you ask, people will tell you their stories, and sometimes the stories they tell are as much about us as they are about them. I'm Michelle, and this is People I Almost Know. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Our guest today is Jeff Pitts, a health and fitness coach who I almost know from Facebook. Now, Jeff is no stranger to weight loss, and as he put it, he had plenty of on-the-job training to get to the point where he could help others achieve their health and fitness goals. His favorite word is hope, and that's what he wants to share with others. Here's Jeff.
I'm Jeff Pitts from PittsFitness.com. I'm a team beach body coach, but probably more importantly, I'm a husband, a father of three kids, Andrew, Isaac, and Avery, and really just love helping people. And I think that's how we connected, Michelle, is because I reached out to you on Facebook and asked how I could help you. And so that's really my heart and my passion is just helping others, and the fitness thing gives me that opportunity. So I'm excited to be on your podcast today.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you too, because one of the things that I've met a lot of people through this same group, and the big deal on the group, it's the hustle, you know, 30 days of hustle, and the deal is that we're all kind of trying to achieve something, and so many of us have day jobs and then hustle jobs. And I think that that's your case too. Don't you have do you have a full-time job and then you're working on your side business?
Yeah. I have a full-time job with the local university here. And it is exactly that. It's a job in every sense of the word. It's a paycheck. I like the people I work with and I don't hate what I do, but, in the bigger picture and realm, it's not where I want to be. And I do have the hustle job. And the hustle job is still a lot of ways undefined. I mean, it's being a team beach body coach, but it's also I write a blog and all that kind of stuff. And I love to speak. And so really, it's just kind of still painting in broad strokes a little bit. But, yeah, I have a full-time job and then the side hustle for sure.
So let me ask you a question. Are you a fitness coach, or does that even exist? Or how do you classify your side hustle?
Yeah, I'm a health and fitness coach through Beachbody is the branding company of all the late night, early morning infomercials, G90X, Insanity, all those things that kind of watch for 30 minutes and you go, oh, I didn't know that's what it was. And, about 7 years ago, they opened an opportunity for people to basically help people with the programs. What they found was, and this is true in anything, not just health and fitness, that you're more successful if you have support. And so basically what Beachbody coaches are, what team Beachbody coaches are people offering support with the programs. In exchange for that, I get to make a commission by selling the programs and helping connect people to programs and the products behind Beachbody. So it's a business, and it's really more an opportunity to help people.
Well, yeah, because it seems to me like you have reached out to so many people, and that is how I found you, is because people were throwing your name out, you know. And I know at one point you said to me, well, you know, I don't ever charge for coaching. And it just seemed like you're always given some kind of support to somebody. So how do you fit all this stuff in? And did you get trained, or is it kind of like learn as you go, you know, how to coach people and how to help people?
I think it comes in pieces. I think part of it is a natural tendency to want to help people and want to see the best for them. On the fitness thing, it was a on the job training kind of approach. I was a high school athlete, and my fitness story is very typical of a lot of people's fitness stories. A high school athlete was in fairly good shape through high school, college settled in, and I found the freshman 15, and marriage settled in, and I found, you know, the marriage 15, and then, you know, babies came in, and I had the sympathy weight, and at one point in my early 30s, I just finally looked at myself, and I said, oh my goodness, this is just out of control. And so it was really like, it wasn't this major transformation, and there's some people in our hustle group that have these incredible stories of weight loss in 1 year where it's like 60 and 70 pounds. And mine was not that. It was like 10 pounds here, you know, 15 pounds there. And it was kind of the slow progress of just kind of chiseling it off. And I think there's a great story in that because I think a lot of people get caught up in the, whether it's weight loss or whether it's their hustle or something else, when it doesn't happen really quickly, you get discouraged. And so for me, it was like, it was just a little bit here, a little bit there, and it kept going and going and getting to where I'm kind of comfortable in who I am with a health and fitness type thing. And as far as the coaching, it's a friend reached out to me, and he's been a great help along the way and great support and encouragement to me and helping other people. So
you said another friend of yours has done that for you?
Yeah. So a high school friend of mine is who connected me to Beachbody. And what's funny is high school friends are people typically that we disconnect with, you know, and social media brought this sort of magnifying glass to where we can find everybody that we want to talk to. And the great part of that story is he saw that I was losing weight, and so he reached out to me and said, hey, would you be interested in this? And I ignored the Facebook message for, like, literally 16 months of that in my inbox. And, like, then I saw his post on Facebook, and I saw just his lifestyle, and I saw that he was getting healthy and helping others and encouraging others. And I said, I want a piece of that. I want to be part of that. And so out of the blue, I messaged him and said, hey, listen, and then he messaged me a year and a half ago or whatever. I'm interested now. And trying one of the programs. And so it's kind of funny. We laugh about it now, but I totally ignored the message for 16 months.
So at what point did you realize that, hey, you know, I want to take this to the next level and pass this on to other people? I don't mean necessarily the program, but your help, you know, that you want to help other people.
I think it was always there, even without Beachbody. I just remember when I started the journey of weight loss, I was quickly an evangelist of it, you know, and how I felt. So it was just something that I remember sharing and encouraging people in. And I remember taking some heat from it. I come from a ministry background, so I youth pastored and worked in churches. And the church, of all places, what's interesting is one of the most unhealthy environments as far as physical health out there. You know, we just feast all the time, and we have donuts and coffee with everything, or our cookies and ice cream, and so it was like I was pushing against a grain that was very inset in being in ministry and getting healthy, but I was an evangelist of it right away because I knew how I felt, and I went from a very lethargic, overweight individual to having much more energy, feeling energized, feeling just more focused and fresh. And so it was easy to share. So even before the Beachbody thing came along, I was kind of a proponent for, hey, let's live healthier. Let's change the way we eat. Let's look at what we're doing, because it's going to in turn make us just better people and better followers of Christ and better ministry people. And so there was a lot of that already going on inside of me, and Beachbody just kind of gave me another avenue to take.
Yeah, and like, I guess a platform too to, you know, to reach out to people. I think that's one of the hardest things is, like you said, you got pushback or a little flack about it, is that it's a fine line between helping somebody and criticizing somebody, you know? Do you ever feel like that's something that you straddle, of maybe people, you know, you want to help somebody without making them feel bad about themselves? I've never seen anything but positive from you, but I'm just wondering, you know, if that ever happened.
Yeah, I think it's a fine line. I think what's interesting is, you know, what we see that we display and put on display, whether it be in life or in social media, we have some control over, but there's sometimes the internal wrestling of somebody saying no. You know, you're like, you reached out to somebody and said, listen, I want to help you, and you told me why you need the help, and then they're like, oh, no, thanks, I don't need your help. You're like, no, inside you're thinking, no, you need my help, and why won't you let me help you? And, but you can't be like that, you know, and so you just say, hey, listen, down the road, think of me, if there's something I can do now, let me know. And there is that wrestling between trying not to be critical of somebody and where they are in their journey and trying to extend a hand to help them.
Yeah.
Even when you reach out to somebody and you connect with them, it's still a process because there's so many people who start a health and fitness journey and they may go 2 days or 2 weeks or 2 months and it's still a struggle and it's so easy to get off of that mm-hmm. habit and the positive habit and get back into the negative habits, get back into poor eating habits or not exercising or to having an excuse. And so there's a fine line of being strong with somebody and trying not to be critical of somebody.
But
I'm learning to walk, but I'm probably not as good as I need to be sometimes. And I think I fail on grace more than I fail on being strong with truth. I fail on going, oh, it's okay, go eat your cupcake, and I'll talk later. Instead of saying, you know, put the cupcake down, we've got work to do. So that's, I think I fail, you know, there's, what's interesting is my wife and I, we talk a lot about roles and how we are. My wife is very strong on truth. You know, if you want to know how it is, ask my wife. If you want the soft answer and the grace, come to me. And my kids know that too.
Oh, I'm
yeah, so they work it to the T. I mean, what I'm having to learn, I think, in so many ways, as a beach body coach, as a fitness coach, as a dad, as just a person, how to balance being graceful with people and also being strong and truthful with them.
Well, yeah. And, you know, one of the things that was going through my head is for me, I'm already 2 years into my trying to just eat healthier and get exercise into my life. And it's taken me all that amount of time just to, it sounds weird if you've never been through this before, but it's taken me all that amount of time just to get past all the negative talk in my brain. And that every time that I fell off the wagon, I would just give up because I was so defeated. And like I say, it's taken me 2 years to get to the point where I'm like, okay, well, I fell off, but I'm not defeated. That doesn't mean, you know, that I'm a failure. But I still am at that point where I know that I need accountability and I ask for help and I want accountability. And then as soon as I get accountability, I'm like, yeah, but I don't want you to know what I'm doing, which is really what I need. And it's kind of like I'm pushing it back against something that I've asked for, you know?
Yeah.
It's frustrating. Like, come on, Michelle.
I think it's something that a lot of us deal with, and that's the idea of vulnerability. Letting people inside the places that we don't want them to see.
Yeah.
And I think there's so much emotional connection between, especially food in our life. I am a very classic emotional eater. I mean, that's probably my struggle. And it's not like I'm going to go eat a whole bag of carrots. I'm going to go eat a whole bag of Chex Mix. I mean, that's like where I fall.
Yeah.
And it's just full disclosure. Like if there's emotion going on in my life, they're like real heavy, and there's like some sort of salty snack in the house, I'm going to eat the whole bag. It's just how it's going to happen. And then the fallout of that, like you said, you start, it becomes sort of an emotional snowball. Like, oh, I failed. I'm terrible. Why don't I just go eat some more? You know,
yeah.
Why don't I just not exercise? Now I don't feel like exercising. I'm not going to exercise or go to the gym or whatever it is. And it becomes an emotional snowball. And I think everybody, they would be a liar if they said they never battled the emotional voice that tells them to quit or tells them to stop or tells them that they failed or whatever it is. I think it's just the hard wiring of who we are and in our nature and it's a struggle and a battle and one that we face consistently. So I think it's one that I face. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, there's just days that, like, I don't want to exercise. Like, I just, but I know that I have to, because I know that it's what I need to do. And I know 3 minutes into that exercise program, I'm gonna go, I feel so much better, because that's how we're wired up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, let me ask you this. Do you find that it's easier or harder that you're helping people virtually, you know, rather than face-to-face? Or do you even have something to gauge that by?
That's a great question. I think it's easier in some ways and more difficult. Let me explain. I think we're in such a weird culture right now where we're so okay with being transparent virtually that it's okay for someone to hold us accountable, or it's okay for someone to reach out to me through Facebook and say, hey, I got this opportunity for you, or I think I can help you with this. And we're totally comfortable with that. And I think in face-to-face settings, sometimes we may not be.
Yeah.
It's just different. Like, I think it's just so different, like, how we create community right now. And what's great, you know, and part of being a team that Detroit Coaches here, inviting other people to become coaches. I've got coaches on my team I've never met face-to-face, but we have these relationships. So I think there's an easier side to it, but I think there's also sometimes the human connection that is necessary sometimes to come together. And it's always great to come together with people and do that and connect in real life. And there's something that can't be done virtually that happens when we're in the same room. So it's kind of a tension. I mean, I like it, and there's times that I'm like, I would just like to be sitting at a table with that person having a cup of coffee and having this conversation.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, let me ask you then about the videos. When did you start doing the videos?
The Facebook videos. I've done those about maybe 6 months now. I don't know. Most of them are really choppy and terrible. I don't know what inspired that one day. I have a life page, and my life page is not very good. But I'm a communicator. More than probably the health and fitness thing is the communicator side of me.
Uh-huh.
Being a youth pastor, like, I love getting up in front of kids, or really anybody in public speaking. Like, the number one thing I love is, like, the number one fear for the rest of America, you know? But I love it, and it's what I love to do. And so and we kind of stepped away from ministry for a season and some things, and as, like, just with family life and the structure of our family. And so I missed, like, reading through Quitter, and John talks about, you know, the recovery of something. As I sort of was processing, I was like, hey, that's part of my recovery, is being able to communicate. And so I thought I would just put these little 1 minute videos out there weekly about one word and how that word impacts our life. And so I think they've been pretty well received for the most part. And if it helps somebody, great. I don't know if it helps anybody. You know, I sort of track stats with that, who's, how many clicks it gets or whatever. But I do it because I love to do it, and I hope it helps somebody.
Well, one thing I like about them is that they're short, and it's positive. And, you know, it's not a big, I guess I want to go back to that short. It's just a very nice, compact little message that you give out. And it's not something that I have to spend a half an hour, and it's easy to remember and carry it with you, you know, as you move on, you know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I could go half an hour. I mean, let me go, and I could chill for half an hour. But like, I've learned that you know, after about 60 seconds, most people are done watching a video of me, at least. That's what I want. I mean, anytime I communicate, whether it be in a written form or in a speaking form or anything, I want people to walk away and go, that helped me. You know, there's something to take with me that helped me. If I don't do that in some way, then I feel like I haven't done my job. As a communicator, as a coach, as as a friend, really, in any situation. If somebody can't walk away going, you know, Jeff helping them that moment, then I don't know that I've done my job.
That's awesome. And I saw it at, as I was scrolling through, like, I think last week I was scrolling through Facebook, actually your Facebook, or the, it might be your group, the 30 Days of Fitness Accountability. I'm sorry, I just butchered that. What's your Facebook group?
I'm the admin on the 30 Days of Fitness Accountability.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it just kind of runs itself anymore, but I'm the admin there just to keep spammers out. I'm not trying to post, you know, 3-4 times a week something encouraging or pose a question or something. That was just kind of a spinoff off the hustle group, and just a way for me to connect with other fitness people, and it's been successful. So yeah.
Oh yeah, and it's encouraging, and I know that there's people that go on that very, very regularly. And I think, I can't remember if it was there or on your regular Facebook page where you had said that your real passion is teaching and speaking. And seemed like a lot of what you've said today really, you know, brings that home. And then speaking of 30-minute talks, you're also talking now about doing podcasting. I mean, where are you in that process?
I'm not as far along as I need to be. So I've done like some of the research and kind of getting the tools and trying to get some of the equipment. I mean, it's like the front end of it. You know this because we're on a podcast. The front end of it's kind of the work in progress. At least for me, it feels that way. I think getting on speaking is going to be the easy part. So it's right now we're trying to get the pieces of the puzzle together, and then I'm working on. Themes and content, like what do I really want to share, and you and I have talked a little bit, you know, before about the idea of hope, and that's a huge thing for me, and offering people hope, and so it's going to be the Live with Hope podcast,
and awesome.
Basically it's going to be, I think in a lot of ways, like the 1-minute video has just expounded a lot of it. We're going to try to find some ways, some things to offer people help and hope, whether it be fitness-related or life-related or relationally related. It won't all be fitness stuff because I don't think people really want to hear me talk about fitness all the time. I don't want to hear me talk about fitness all the time. I want to just offer people help and hope because that's what I feel like my purpose in life is, to really offer people hope.
So why is hope your favorite word?
I think it really came on my own fitness journey because at the beginning of the end, you know, I felt hopeless. Like, I remember going to my closet and looking and going, there is nothing that fits me, nothing I want to wear. And at the time, I was working at a church where I had to wear a suit and tie, and all my suits were miserable. And we were in a church that we had 2 services, and each service was like 2 hours long, so I sat uncomfortably in a suit for like 4 hours, and you sit there long enough, you go, oh my gosh, this is never going to change. Like how I feel is never going to change, and I think it became this sense of almost hopelessness, and so when it started to change, I started going, gosh, this feels great, this is hopeful that it's going to get better, and really, hope is this idea that the end of the thing is better than its beginning, or the middle. And I just think there's so many people who need that message, whether it's in life, or in fitness, or in their finances, or with their family, or wherever it is, they sort of need this belief that the end of a thing is better than where it currently is. And so the phrase, Live with Hope, actually came out of a plane ride. I was headed to a Beachbody meeting in Las Vegas and was half asleep. You can't really sleep on a plane. You sort of close your eyes and drift in and out. And I remember waking up from some turbulence and thinking the phrase is, you live with hope. And I wrote it down because I said, that's what I want to offer people, whether it be with this business or with whatever I do in communication. I want people to feel like they have opportunity if they can live with hope.
I think that's awesome. I have very strong feelings about hope and how important it is. And I almost feel like it's more important than anything else. Because if you don't have hope, then what does anything else mean? You know, if you don't, even in, you know, love or faith or anything like that, which maybe I'm getting a little off now, but I just feel like it's all about hope. It's all about, you know, expecting the best and expecting, or at least expecting, everything will be okay.
Yeah.
In the end, you know.
I think hope is a great starting point, because if you believe something's going to be better, then you're probably not going to work to change it.
Yeah. Very good. Well, that is really awesome. I hope you... that's funny. Yeah. I hope everything goes well with the podcast and, you know, that it all comes together for you. I would definitely, you know, give you a listen. Like I say, I've enjoyed the videos. And I think that you're a very positive person. And I've not seen anything but positivity from you and really good words. And wherever you have been, on video or on Facebook or... everywhere. So yay for you.
Well, I'm trying, you know, it's, there are, listen, I'm like everybody else. I have my moments where positivity does not spill out of my mouth. I just try not to broadcast that to everybody, keep it in a place where, correction can be brought and encouragement can be brought to me. And I think that's part of it. I think, like, so many people take their social media and they just air their dirty laundry and whatever else is going on them. I don't want to be in that group. I want to be in the group kind of pushing against that, going, there's something better than all that.
Very good. Well, so where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. They can find me at my blog, www.itsfitness.com. And there's links to all my social media, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all the places you can find me. I'm not going to promise they're great social media sites, but, connect with me there. I'd love to chat about fitness or faith or family or anything like that. They can connect there with my blog.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us. I've really enjoyed talking to you, and thank you.
Well, no, thank you for having me on. I really enjoyed just sharing with you and your audience. And again, I hope they walk away feeling like something I said was beneficial or helpful.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Michelle, and this is People I Almost Know. If you enjoyed the podcast, please take a moment and rate us on iTunes, or even drop a line of encouragement with a review there. And if you'd like to meet other people I almost know, you can subscribe on iTunes or on the Stitcher app, or visit peopleiamostknow.com.